I am now joined in the studio by Elisa Rozier, and she is involved with something called the Ketchikan Laughter Club, and is going to tell us more about that. Before we get into the club itself and the activities coming up, tell me a little bit about your background, your credentials, and how you're involved with laughter.
Hi, thank you for having me on today. So my laughter history, I was in college at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor back in the 90s and studying brain science, where in the brain things happen. So I was studying memory and error detection and pain, with the neural pathways of those entities. I was thinking about doing a PhD in neuroscience. So I got a fellowship at the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, which, if you've never been there, it's like a college campus in and of itself. It's a government campus where a lot of the research is done. I had a lab. I was studying the pain pathways in the brain. And one of the benefits of working there is there are specialists who come from all over the world to give lectures. And one day, I was looking at the lecture schedule for the week, and I noticed that there was someone coming to talk about the neurobiology of laughter. I was like, that's kind of cool, because I'd studied a lot of other different modalities in the brain. And so I was able to go to that lecture. It was an hour long, a gentleman out in California, and he was talking about the neurobiology of laughter and the health benefits of laughter. So that kind of planted the seed of kind of the importance of laughter in our lives. And fast forward, I went to medical school, super busy. I was on the treadmill one time in the gym reading the laughter yoga journal, recent edition of the yoga journal, and they had an article about laughter yoga. And so kind of harkened back to that lecture I had heard and read that, and at the time, I ordered a DVD about a laughter yoga session, and because I was so busy with medical school, didn't have time to look at it. Fast forward a couple months, I was living with my sister, and she found it. She's like, let's watch this. And so we put it in, and for like a half an hour, we were just cracking up. It was hilarious. And so I knew that it was something I was interested in, but didn't really have time. So that was like 2003. So fast forward like 15 years, super busy with medical school, with residency, with work, and haven't had time to pursue it, but I've been afforded some time recently. And so I was out to coffee with a friend, and I was telling her I really want to be trained in laughter yoga. And she looked it up online, and she's like, there's a training upcoming in Portland in mid-September. So I made a decision to go down to Portland and do the laughter yoga certified trainer training, and it was so much fun. It was hilarious. And came back and started Ketchikan Laughter Club, and our first meetup is this Sunday.
And how does laughter yoga work, in a sense? I mean, because laughter is contagious oftentimes, how does laughter and yoga combine?
So a lot of people, when I tell them about it, they assume, like, the most common response I get is it, like, do you do a downward facing dog and just start cracking up? So I think that's what people imagine. But kind of paint a picture. If you were to come on Sunday, it's at the rec center. I'd talk a little bit about laughter yoga, its origins, and then we get in a big circle, and I'm going to lead people in different laughter exercises. And those laughter exercises are interspersed with breathing exercises. So it's kind of heightened, you know, when you're laughing, it's kind of heightened, it's energetic, it's joyous. And to kind of ground you, you alternate it with breathing exercises. So I can just talk a little bit about some information about laughter yoga. And I'm just reading here. It's a unique new physical activity where anyone can learn to laugh for no reason at all. It's a perfect blend of playful and energizing laughter exercises. These laughter exercises are interspersed with gentle yogic breathing and stretching exercises, rhythmic clapping, and chanting. It's fun and easy. Anyone can laugh without a sense of humor, jokes, or comedy. We use laughter as a tool, not an emotion. Through group activity and eye contact, simulated laughter exercises quickly become real, contagious, and enthusiastic laughter. Many studies show that it decreases stress-related hormones and boosts the immune system.
And I was going to ask about that, is the benefits of laughter.
If you picture the last time you had a really hearty belly laugh, you can imagine just with how you feel afterwards that there's some sort of benefit in the body. You feel more relaxed. There studies have shown that it does laughter on a regular basis strengthens the immune system by increasing natural killer cells, the cells that attack viruses and cancer cells. It's just overall, it increases endorphins in the body. It can be helpful in those who suffer from high blood pressure, just decreasing the stress hormones and allowing the blood vessels to dilate. It's just an overall feeling of joy and connection. One of the things I was struck by when I did the training down in Portland is there was a lot of eye contact with complete strangers. And I think eye contact in this day of age of cell phones and everything, like we just don't have a lot of eye contact. And so to be in a safe space where you can make eye contact and just be joyful and fun is a good opportunity.
And I imagine it sounds like you don't, you know, you don't have to be overly flexible or athletic or anything like that. Like a lot of times yoga, you need to be bendable, but it sounds like this is something that's really for anybody.
Absolutely not. It's very open. Like, let's say you're wheelchair bound, come, you can do laughter yoga from a chair. A lot of laughter yoga is done in like senior citizen centers around the country, and it's all chair based laughter yoga. The other thing, one of the rules of laughter yoga is you should experience no pain. So if you do feel pain at all, like let's say you have an angry knee and you're feeling the pain just by being there, you're encouraged to stop, just sit down and enjoy the laughter yoga from afar.
It's kind of readjust whatever you might be doing. So again, this is Sunday?
It's going to be the second Sunday of every month from 3 to 4 at the Rec Center. And it's the second floor activity room. We're going to gather there.
And there is no cost, correct?
Yes, it's free. Okay. By definition, laughter clubs have to be free and open to the public.
Excellent. Okay. Now, how should someone dress?
Dress comfortably. Sweatpants. There's no, you don't have to like get on your fancy yoga garb. Just as you are comfortable. Come and have fun, laugh, enjoy each other's company, and be comfortable.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to mention about it?
No, I'm looking forward to it. I hope a lot of people come.
Okay. Thank you so much. Again, that's Alisa Rozier, and she is a laughter yoga teacher, and that coming up this Sunday. So looking forward to laughter. It's 43 minutes after 8.